नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
In a major relief for Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, the AAP chief was acquitted in two separate defamation cases lodged against him by Union Minister Nitin Gadkari and advocate Amit Sibal, the son of Congress leader Kapil Sibal, after he tendered apologies to both of them. In a major development on forging the much talked about third front, a non-BJP, non-Congress federal front before the Lok Sabha polls, Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao met his West Bengal counterpart Mamata Banerjee. The TRS leader called it the beginning of the whole thing. While the Rashtra Swayamsevak Sangh maintains a social media account across platforms, its chief, Mohan Bhagwat, does not have any such accounts. When asked about the reason behind his aloofness, Bhagwat issued a word of advice and observed that such platforms are all about me, my and mine. When BJP National General Secretary Ram Madhav issued a statement against Chandrababu Naidu's Telugu Desam Party, recently highlighting what the Modi government has done for Andhra Pradesh in the last 4 years, it wasn't without reason. After ensuring successive victories in the northeastern states and troubleshooting with a treacherous ally in the PDP in Jammu and Kashmir, Madhav is now heading south. He will be handling BJP affairs in Andhra Pradesh, where the party is hoping to expand its footprints, with the TDP walking out of the NDA and embarrassing the centre with a no-confidence motion. There were at least 6 people in the plot to kill Gauri Lankesh, and possibly more, and a larger conspiracy is evident in the execution of this murder. Now, A1, or accused number 1 in police parlance, KT Naveen Kumar, who was arrested last week for being involved in this murder, is scared for his life and thus not revealing too much about the identity of his accomplices, top police sources told News 18. After nearly 13 days in SIT custody, the SIT allowed for his transfer to judicial custody voluntarily on the 12th of March. Tollywood superstar and Jan Sena founder Pawan Kalyan wants the central government to probe the alleged corruption cases against the Chandrababu Naidu government in Andhra Pradesh. Speaking to News 18, Kalyan said that 40 TDP MLAs and some party leaders had levelled allegations against Naidu's son Lokesh and other TDP leaders of being involved in corrupt activities. Read the excerpts from his interview on News 18. Ending months of speculation, the Siddaramaiah-led government in Karnataka has decided to ask the centre to recognise the Lingayats as an independent religion. After a marathon cabinet meeting and informal discussion with the powerful Lingayat seers, the state government declared that it would send the recommendations to the centre. An FIR has been filed by the Delhi police against Jawaharlal Nehru University professor Atul Johri after a PhD student made some serious allegations against him. Agree or disagree? With just a year left for the Lok Sabha polls, the BJP cannot afford to take the All India Congress Committee's 84th plenary session lightly. This is because the issues raised, especially of growing unrest among youth and farmers due to lack of jobs and unsustainable farming, have the potential to damage the Narendra Modi government in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, which are expected to be fought on issues rather than personalities. Rahul Gandhi has not only realized Modi government's weakness, but also launched an aggressive campaign against it. This comes at a time when regional parties inside and outside the NDA have sensed that a BJP victory in 2019 could wipe out their domain. The exit of the Telugu Desam Party from the NDA and its decision to move a no-confidence motion saw collateral damage across the border. The AIADMK is clear that love thy neighbour is not its philosophy and it is unlikely to vote in the favour of the no-confidence motion. T.S. Sudhir reveals the reasons why he does not feel the need to bat for Andhra Pradesh. On Reel. With the first edition of the News 18 Reel Movie Awards, we are honouring independent Hindi cinema and its artists who deserve glory, and they champion creative storytelling and embody diversity in content.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.